Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Kaylee. This is the first episode of the new year, so welcome to 2023. I hope the beginning of your year has been great. For me, it's been absolutely hectic and crazy, which is sort of the point of today's episode. If you are new here, this is probably not the best episode to start on because this is not going to be like a typical Daily Kaylee episode. If you are here because you love true crime, I would also just skip this episode. This is more of like a life update announcement episode. First things first, for anyone who is only here for my content, season 4 is going to kick off at the beginning of June. That's the only content-related information I have to give you today. So feel free to click off if you do not care about my personal life. But if you are here for me, season 4 is kicking off in June because of my personal life. Usually, I do not like to take such a long break between seasons. The last episode that I released was the very end of December. So starting in June, that's realistically 6 months of not putting out content. And that is something that I'm not used to. But I've had a lot of crazy life changes that have happened in the second half of 2022. And I just wanted to share them with you. If you know me, which most of you do, you know that in January I published my first novel. If you did not know that, it is called The Raven. You can publish it. You can purchase it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And currently I am working on a shorter mystery novel. It is not a part of the Raven series, but it is a standalone novel, and I'm hoping to release that before season 4 of Daily Kaylee comes out this year. It is in the works. I would say it is halfway finished, and it's different from what I've released before. I will say that. So that's a project in the works right now. I also have rebranded and relaunched my clothing brand, Coven by Kaylee. It is, well, to put it simply, it's a clothing brand, like I said, but it is centered on pieces designed for yoga or lounging around the house, running errands. It's super cute, super girly, super simple. That relaunched a few weeks ago, and I'm really excited to see where it ends up this year. As of today, March 6th, Blue Eyed Coffee is available on my website. This project has been in the works for quite a while. I have been making the plans for this launch since 2021, and I have been actively sourcing ingredients, stocking up on inventory for the past 4 months, I would say. So she's finally here. You can purchase all 4 blends on my website. I am, once again, super excited to see where this brand ends up this year. I am the owner of 3 brands apart from this podcast, in case any of you listening did not know that. I have Blue Eyed Teas and Coffee. I have Coven by Kaylee. And, of course, I have Kaylee Cosmetics and Kaylee Skin, which is the first brand that I ever started. It has been almost 3.5 years since we launched, and that's insane to me. Like I said, lots of projects going on right now. That's why I've been kind of absent on here for the past 2.5 months. And I want season 4 to be the best season yet, so I'm pushing it back until June. With that being said, I'm going to open a website specifically to take submissions for my podcast. I have the podcast website already, but I need to find a way to revamp it and add like a note box, I guess, where you guys can send me cases that you're interested in or send me feedback on previous episodes. I want to release weekly episodes again. That is what I want to focus on this year with season 4. So I'm going to sit down before June and map out a bunch of possible cases to talk about, possible episodes, and do my research on those. So before I set up the submission box, if you're listening to this, if you think of a case that I have not covered that you are super interested in, you can message me on Instagram or Facebook. On Facebook, obviously, the Daily Kaylee page is fine. On Instagram, my username is at Daily Kaylee Podcast. So you can find me there and message me there. Now, back to my personal life comment that I made earlier. Yes, I have a ton of these projects going on right now, but there are a lot of other things that are happening behind the scenes. For one, I am graduating college with 3 different majors in May. So this is my last semester, and it hasn't been too rough this semester. It's actually probably the easiest semester I've had in a while, but it's so nice for me to finally sit back and like feel like I'm taking a break because I'm not completely like loaded down with coursework this semester, and it's been really nice. So I'm graduating in May. So that gives me about a month after graduating to really sit down and devote myself to this podcast without any interruptions. We are potentially moving in the next month or two, which is so nice because we have lived in the same place since we were 17. I've lived here since I was 16, and then Shannon moved in with me. And we've lived here ever since. And I mean, this has been Anya's only home for almost 3 years now. This will be her 3rd year of life this year. So this is the only home she's ever known. And it's kind of scary to think about moving out of the place that you've lived for the past 7 years. But it's also so exciting. I am so ready for new things to happen. I am ready for a huge refresh. And it's been a long time coming. So if all goes to plan, we will be buying a house soon and we will be moving into it there. And I will have so many projects in this house. It's going to be insane, but it's going to be worth it. And the last personal update that I have for you is that I am currently pregnant with baby number 2. We have not posted anything on social media. We haven't really told a lot of people other than obviously our families and our very close friends. I am a very private person when it comes to like the more personal details of my life. When it comes to like work projects or creative projects, I will share those with the entire world. But with personal things, I like to just wait until it's over, if that makes sense, to share it. Like, school's over, I'm graduating, great, I'll share that with everyone. I want it to be as private as possible until it's out in the world. And like I said, if you are listening to this episode, you are one of the only few people to know that I'm expecting. And we are expecting her to be born in April, the very beginning of April. So I wanted to go ahead and publish this episode because we have like a month or less until we have 2 children. And that's also why I'm taking such a long like hiatus this year with season 4, just so that I can adjust to my life post personal situations that I just talked about, because it's so much to deal with at once. We're having a baby, we're potentially moving, I'm graduating college. It's a lot to deal with. And I wanted to have just an ounce of peace before I jump in full force to season 4. That is where I've been the past 2.5 months that I have not uploaded an episode. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but at the same time, it feels like it's been like twice as long. I miss recording episodes every week. I miss releasing them and talking to you guys. So like I said, season 4 is kicking off season 4 is kicking off the beginning of June. I will be accepting submissions either on Instagram or my website. And like I said, if there is anything you guys want to see for me in season 4, definitely message me. I am always taking suggestions. There are so many cases out there. There's no way that I can find every single one on my own. So let me know what you guys think about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this little life update slash chat session with me tonight. It's super short. Like I said, it's just a little personal episode that I wanted to share with you guys. And I will see you guys again in June for season 4. I'm super excited to see what's in store for Daily Kaylee this year, and I hope you are too. Bye, guys.